Be thou appeased, O Lord, over the wickedness of thy people. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Today in spirit, children, we go to one of the many churches of St. Lawrence at Rome. He is a patron saint of Lent, a patron saint especially of the catechumens. There's one amongst you who falls into that category, someone who is studying catechism now in preparation to be baptized at Easter. So we'll pray for this young man, and we'll pray for each other, all of us, to have the grace of a good Lent to lead us to a good Easter. St. Lawrence is one of our patron saints. Today's Church of St. Lawrence was built by St. Damasus, and they say that that occasion, the choice especially of today's epistle, because today's epistle is about the rebellion of the chosen people against God. No sooner, as it were, had Moses turned his back on those people and gone up to receive on the mountain in thunder and cloud and lightning the Ten Commandments, then those people forgot God and rebelled against him, just as the people of Rome, many of them, rebelled against Pope St. Damasus and had riots in the streets when he was elected, and there was a great schism or division. And St. Damasus prayed for Almighty God to forgive and to bless the Roman people, even as a priest or a bishop or a faithful Christian would do still today. Now what's interesting to note, children, is that the people right away forgot God. As soon as there wasn't, it's a little bit, for example, I hope this wouldn't happen at our school, but for example, if a teacher left the classroom, would you start being bad right away and talking and not paying attention? I hope not. I hope you could be trusted even if there's someone not there to keep an eye on you at all times. Or at home, same thing. Well, that's how the people of Israel were. They were just like children. And right away they go to the same old sin. Here are the gods of Israel. They make a calf out of gold, and they worship this idol, and they commit sins of anger, fighting, quarreling, impurity, drunkenness, all of the sins in the book that Almighty God is just giving at that moment, Ten Commandments to protect us against. And so, God says to Moses, well, you better go see about those people of yours. They're just no good. I'll tell you what God says. I'm going to wipe them all out and start over again with you. And you, Moses, can be the father of a new people. And Moses, instead of saying, well, Lord, thank you. That sounds an excellent idea. He kneels down and he prays to our Lord. And he says, please forgive my people, O Lord. They've been very wicked and they've done very stupid things. But remember the promises that you made. And don't let the pagans of Egypt say that you just took them out into the desert to kill them. And using all sorts of reasons and piety and holiness, he persuades God, by the duty of his prayer, to have mercy on his people. Children, that's how we should all try to be. But that's how our Lord is right now at Mass. Our Lord, especially at the consecration, will be offering up his blood and his body and all of his sufferings to God the Father, and he's asking that God will look not upon the sins that you committed and you and all of the really bad people out there, but rather that he'll look upon Jesus, all that he suffered for us in his blessed passion, and that in spite of our sins, that God will forgive us. That's our daily work and our daily prayer. That's what St. Agnes did, you know, children. Today is the feast day of one of the patron saints of Catholic youth, patron also of Poland and of Lithuania, where he lies buried. Casimir was a prince of the royal family in the Middle Ages, and he had an interesting relationship with his dad. That is to say, his father was a great, powerful king, and in the court, there was an awful lot of immorality. But Casimir grew up to be a very pure and a very brave young man, because he had a good teacher who was his canon from Krakow, who was his tutor, who had taught him to be that way. And whenever something wasn't right that was being done, or whenever his father the king had forgotten to help out some good people or to suppress some evil, For example, he wanted to make sure that St. Casimir did, that his father didn't allow the heretics or the schismatics to build new churches or to repair their old broken down ones so as to bring them back to the one true church. Whenever anything needed his attention, why, St. Casimir would go to see his father with great respect, but also with great confidence. He would tell his father, in a very discreet way, what needed to be done. And because of the way he spoke, just as the way Moses spoke, his father would usually listen to him. When he was 15, he had an unusual experience. He was sent in charge of an army to invade Hungary because the Hungarian nobles had expressed an interest in rebelling and in having Casimir as their king. Well, he didn't want to go, but he had to obey his father, so he went. Imagine that, if you're 15 and you have your own army with the prospect of conquering the kingdom. Pretty interesting, huh? But when he got there, he found out that most of the nobles had changed their minds. And furthermore, the Muslims were trying to invade Christian Europe once again via Hungary, which was a typical route for them to come. So he realized it would be insane for Christians to be fighting each other when we needed to be united against the Muslim foe. So he turned and went home. Well, his father was very angry with him. He said, "You have embarrassed me before all of the leaders of Europe. What have you done?" And he sent him for his punishment to live in a castle all by himself for 3 months. He was exiled from the royal court. Never mind, Casimir was a brave young man. He did what was right before God the Father, rather than to try to please his own earthly father first. That's how he was. Just like Saint, we had last week's children, St. Gabriel of the Sorrowful Mother, who is one of also a patron saint of young people. St. Casimir died of tuberculosis at the age of 24. So he didn't have long to live, but he made an impression on everyone by the way in which he lived. He had a tender devotion to the Blessed Sacrament and to our Blessed Lady. Let us pray to St. Casimir today to give us the strength, children, always to pray for others who need our prayers. Always have confidence with God. And if you need to say something to mom or to dad, always to say so with confidence and with the greatest respect. And you'll see, things will work out just fine. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.